A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
Hiya, Sam. It's the Friday morning episode, and we're going to look ahead at the weekend's football action. And it's FA Cup quarterfinal weekend as well. That's starting to get tasty, isn't it?
So we're now at the stage of the FA Cup where they allow the Premier League to continue simultaneously.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what they should fucking do in every round. Well, not the third, obviously, because everyone's in it.
Yeah.
Well, but the fourth and fifth rounds are fuckers.
They used
I hate
to do
them.
That.
I've talked about it before.
They used to do that years ago. There'd be like two fucking top flight games on at the same time as the FA Cup, but they've changed it. But we get more of those midweek rounds of fixtures as a result, which we love.
Yeah, that's true. And we love a midweeker, don't we?
And my theory that the Champions League should be played on a weekend so that we get
that
more,
is a brilliant idea.
We get more Premier League midweek fixture, pile-ups as that.
Yeah, and it's a laugh as well. I mean, people want to go to away games in the Champions League following your team.
Of course
you do.
It.
If your team are playing fucking Barcelona, you want to get out there if you're any sort of a fucking fan.
Yeah, like we are.
I did say to my Spurs mate the other day, I said to him, right, who do you want to get in the next round? And he, talking about who he wanted to get. And I was going, well, all of these teams are like big fucking teams. So if you get a non-English team, one of the continental teams left, I said, and you don't go to it, then stop talking to me about Spurs ever. Cause it means, and he went, why? I said, because you're not a fucking fan. I said, the rest of us, we all spend our fucking lives dreaming of one day seeing our team compete in the fucking Nou Camp, in a competitive fixture, in a Champions League like quarter final. If you get that and you're going, nah, not asked, watch
it's
on it
the telly.
The box. Watch it on the fucking box. Then basically, don't fucking come to me with all this, oh, I'm so depressed, my team lost. Which, by the way, is for cunts anyway. Do you know what I mean? The wife will go, oh, don't talk to him. What? Oh, well, his team lost. Oh, fuck off. You're a fucking grown man. If your team lose, fucking get on with it, first of all.
It's like that cliche that it gets attributed to Sunderland a lot, where they say the weekend's result would determine the factory output on the Monday morning.
Fuck off. What fucking factories, you cunts? Yeah. It's all fucking bollocks, but there are people who overreact,
the weekend's result will determine the output of the call centres in Sunderland on a Monday.
Yeah, precisely.
Bollocks.
But like, There are people who do overreact, but I have found that very often they are your armchair fans who are trying to overcompensate by looking particularly passionate. Although, why, as an adult, pretending that you would allow the fortunes of a fucking football club to determine your psycho-emotional state? Right? Why would you like to pretend that that's the sort of person you are?
Yeah.
I do not fucking know.
Because
it's a responsible adult.
It isn't possible. It's a pretense, it's
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you are right, we're 40. I'm not going to turn around to someone and go, I'm a 43-year-old man. I've got a mortgage. I've got a wife. I've got two small children I'm trying to raise. But on a Saturday, if my team, West Ham, who, let's be honest, are almost like a fucking abstract notion. Now, I mean, I don't know fucking Pellegrini or any of the players. It just happens that I've been going along and seeing them, and they play in a completely different fucking stadium now anyway, right? If they fucking lose, and I go, yes, and that is what dictates how satisfied I am with my life.
Yeah.
Not anything else, it's that. Then I'm a pathetic cunt. That said, of course, if West Ham win, I'm happy, and if they lose, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
But don't over-egg it. And if you do have a team in the Champions League quarterfinals, I say to you, congratulations, but you better fucking make sure you go to the away leg. If not, you're dead to us.
Yeah, well, I'd at least want to see a screen grab of your ticket application if you don't get one. Yeah. At the very
least. Yeah, exactly. I want to see that you've made efforts. I mean, yeah. Not everyone can afford it, I get that, but I still want to see that you've made efforts.
Yeah. Fair enough. Shall we have a look at the fixtures this weekend and do some predicting?
Yeah.
Are you feeling in the mood? Right, I've got three Premier League and two FA Cup to look at. First of all, Burnley versus Leicester. These, of course, have been generated by the random fixture generator, so they're not necessarily the sexiest
fixtures.
Can
I ask you something about the random fixture generator who you sometimes mention?
Yeah.
Is it a sentient being like ResultSpot?
It's a kind of gelatin-based blob. What happens is it kind of, I switch it on and it vibrates. I don't know how it's powered. Energy, I think. I switch it on and it kind of vibrates, and then a number appears from like out of the top, from it emerges from the center.
Like
of it
emerges out of the blob
in like a bubble.
Does it make a noise?
It's a kind of a low hum and then a pop when it comes out the top. And it's nice. A number between 1 and 10, and then
like
I correspond that with the list of fixtures that I've got.
Okay, so it doesn't. Because my concern is if it was, you know, I just was wondering. I was concerned that it might be communicating with ResultSpot.
I don't think it can. I think it's on a different level because ResultSpot's metal, and obviously this is like some kind of gelatin.
This is like a blob.
A blob, yeah. And I don't think the two can interact.
Good. That's good to know. But over the coming weeks, let's find out more about the random results generator.
I think we should. Yeah.
Do you think of it as a he or a she? I think of it as a she.
No, it's gender neutral. It is.
Are you sure?
It is pink, like blancmange. But there's no sign of any genitalia on it. I've had a good look.
Good. I'm glad you checked. Turned it right upside down, giving it a once over.
It was a couple of weeks ago. I was just sitting up late and I had a few drinks and I thought I'd have a bit play with it, and there's nothing there.
Good. That's good to know. It makes me feel more safe.
It's
about
also
the whole thing.
Unfuckable,
if not,
should add.
I know ResultSpot would try to fuck it given half the chance.
Yeah.
But if it's got no orifices, then we're all safe.
No, it's completely unfuckable. There's nothing there. Even the bit where the bubble comes out, you can't, you know, infiltrate it that way.
ResultSpot would be, I'll find a way in. I'll stick my cock in its bubble.
I can fuck anything. I cannot be stopped.
That's what ResultSpot brags about when you see him uptown on a Saturday
uptown,
night with all his mates. I'll fuck anything. I fucked fruit. I fucked cheese. I fucked a carrier bag. I fucked a wall.
I fucked a motorbike.
I fucked them all. I'll fuck anything. You just got to bring me something now. I'll fuck it.
I ain't fine, sir.
Hey, give me that fucking lime wedge from your drink. I'll fuck that. It's all right, results, but you don't have to. We believe you. I can see you don't believe me. I'm going to fucking show you.
Give me
that newspaper.
Give me your car keys. I will fuck the little ring that they are all hung on.
Right, everyone outside in the car park, I'm going to do a fucking display. It's all right, mate. We're having a nice night. Look, we've all had a drink,
no,
right?
You must come now. Come and see. Come and see me fuck everything. God.
Then you'll all fucking know, you doubting Thomases. Doubting Thomases. Oh, come on. Let's not say things we'll regret, results, but don't bandy terms like that around.
Oh, you have doubted me too many times. I am sick of this.
This ends tonight, right here, right now. Now you shall all see how capable I am of fucking things.
Bring your fucking friends, Spielberg, Kasdan, all the rest of them.
Yeah, well, I'm violence is a hell of a drug.
It's a terrible thing, isn't it? A terrible affliction. Anyway, so like I was saying, Burnley versus Leicester. any thoughts about that?
Burnley, Leicester. Brendan Rodgers won his first game in charge, didn't he?
He did.
Woo, Burnley had been doing all right. It's going to be I'm going to have to say 1-1, mate.
Okay.
Cop out.
Whether it's because I'm still in the mind of ResultSpot, I'm going to go 1-0 to Burnley. Second one, West Ham versus Huddersfield Town.
West Ham, Cuddersfield.
Mm-hmm. That's my turn to go
it,
first,
mate.
If you want. Go on, I'll then. Go first. I will say 2-0 West Ham.
I'm going 3-1.
Ooh. Will you be going to
we're
that
always
one?
Good. We're always good for a goal, as far as the opposition are concerned. You'll get something out of us.
And you're going to that one, are you? You'll be at that one?
Well, yes. I mean, the plan is to go. There may be an emergency I need to attend. I'm not going to go deeper into it.
I don't want you to.
No.
Fair enough. But if it does happen, you will let us know. Yes or no, did you attend the emergency? No more details, just yes
be
or
it,
no.
Yeah. Okay. I was in. I attended an emergency on Saturday. I'll let you know.
You'll tell us. That's good. That's all we need. Next up is Bournemouth versus Newcastle United.
Bournemouth versus Newcastle. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking another hard one to predict this. These are tough ones this week.
Don't blame me. Blame the random fixture generator.
The blob. Blame it on the blob. New badges coming out soon, gang. Keep an
blob.
Eye. Yeah. I would say this is going to be... You know what? I think this is going to be a away win. 1-2 to Newcastle.
1-2 to Newcastle. I will go for... I'm going to go 3-0 Bournemouth.
Fucking hell.
Slightly biased.
Yeah,
right.
A bit biased there.
On to the FA Cup. It's glamorised all the way. And we start with Watford versus Crystal Palace.
All right. Your turn.
Okay. Watford versus Palace. Palace are on a bit of a good run at the minute. But then Watford. 1-1, I reckon.
Yeah. Watford versus Palace at Watford. I think Watford are going to nick this 2-1.
2-1 to Watford. Okay. Mm. And finally, up to their old tricks again, it's Millwall versus Brighton.
Millwall-Brighton. Well, there'll be a lot of tricks. I can tell you that. But in spite of all the tricks that Millwall will be up to, I predict Brighton to get away with a 2-0 win.
2-0 to Brighton. I reckon we're going to get a 3-1 to Brighton.
Yeah.
And of course, results...
They won't be able to trick their way out of this.
Yeah. And results bot for all of those, of course, says 1-0! I will fuck the scores! I will fuck the league!
I'll fuck Brighton. I'll fuck Millwall. I'll fuck anyone. I'll fuck the lion on the Millwall badge. I'll fuck the seagull on a Brighton badge. I've fucked seagulls before! Mind you, I'd rather fuck a lion than a seagull if it was me, because you could creep up on a lion and stroke its mane and make it feel all right about
seduce
the situation.
It. Yeah,
you could seduce a lion, not a fucking seagull. They are the most aggressive cunts out there.
Yeah,
and a lion's a beautiful animal. A seagull is not.
Yeah, you'd find it hard to keep it up with a seagull, wouldn't you?
Really,
let's
you'd have to shut your eyes tight and think of a lion.
Imagine it was a lion. Yeah, because you'd end up on the flop.
And it'd be like, squawk! What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about a lion? Oh, no. No, Sammy Seagull. I'm not thinking about a lion. I'm thinking about you.
Open your fucking eyes!
No, I can't. I have to do this to concentrate. But I'm definitely thinking of you. Well, that's that debate put to bed at
once
last.
And for all.
You definitely fuck a lion over a seagull.
That's one for the listeners to get in touch with as well.
Get in touch. Do you agree?
What would you rather fuck, a lion, a seagull, or is there any other animal in between?
No, don't open it up because you know what they're like.
Yeah, it's true. I've deleted so many emails this week.
I want to fuck a goat. It's like, mate, stick to the fucking topic.
Lion or seagull?
Lion or seagull, we don't want you all sending in fucking animals that you'd fuck, because we all know that everyone would go for domestic house cat.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before, haven't we? Was it on this podcast or in the pub?
Probably both.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, that's the predictions then. They are now locked in. And we'll see how we get on after the weekend.
Jalapeño. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Right, we're back, and here's some bullshits. One very good bullshit, Sam, which I hope you'll enjoy.
Yeah.
It's been sitting in the email account for over a month.
Has it?
Yeah, well, we've got such a backlog. You know, we can't get through them all, so, you know, be heartened by that. If you sent one in and it hasn't been read out yet, it might be because we'll keep going back through the archive,
unless it's super long, in which case, fuck's sake.
There was a super long one I'm going to read later on, but I've edited the fuck out of it. Anyway, this one is from Adam Reed, and he says, I have a bullshit story from a well-known bullshitter among my group of friends, which he still sticks to this day.
Right.
In the summer of 1996, him, aged 9 at the time, and his dad were driving around Munich when they stopped at a set of traffic lights to see none other than Jürgen Klinsmann pull up beside them in his Porsche. Jürgen and my friend's dad clocked eyes and gave each other a nod. A nod to signal that a race was on.
Yes, like it was in Greece, okay.
Yes. When the lights
like
went green...
Like it was John Travolta versus Craterface at the end of Greece.
When the lights went up, when the lights went green, my mate's dad and Jürgen hit the accelerator and went for it, racing for over 3 miles through the streets of Munich. Before Jürgen conceded that the race was over and that my mate's dad had won. Following the race, they got out to have a chat and Jürgen gave my mate a pair of signed driving gloves. This is superb.
Oh, that is great.
He says, we have asked to see evidence of said driving gloves to no avail, but he remains adamant this is a true story. Even getting
I always carry a pair of driving gloves with me in case I become embroiled in a fun automobile race.
Usually I win, so I do not have to give up the driving gloves, but today you have bested me. Do you
have a
pen?
A job lot of them in the boot.
He says he remains adamant to this day the story is true, even getting his dad to back the story up.
Fucking hell.
Generational bullshit.
Yeah, well, we've had that before where people get their mum or their dad to
excellent stuff,
get involved.
That, then,
I mean, my mum would back me in a lie any day. That is excellent. I don't think we've heard anything quite as out. Well, we have, but that is special lie.
It's very, very strong. Right. Have you got any there you've collated for us or...?
Well, I'm just going through the most recent things in the inbox, but what someone's emailed to us, Rob McPherson, who's also tweeted, loads of people have tweeted it to us, is this image from, I think, last night of John Terry and Roy Keane having words on the touchline in the Villa versus Forest game. A game that some newspapers refer to as the Midlands Derby, which I just think, nah.
No, we had the Midlands Derby at the weekend, because...
Yeah, or they go, a Midlands derby, but I don't really count it as a Midlands derby. They're too far apart. Anyway, that aside, these two are both assistant managers. So for a start, I think it's just they're both so fucking up themselves that they're making a big song. That in not many other football matches do you see the assistants being that prominent on the touchline, let alone getting into an altercation.
Yeah.
They're making it about them.
Yeah.
And I think that that is weird. People asking us to speculate as to what's being said. I mean,
I don't feel any compulsion to try and get inside John Terry's head and imagine what's going on, ever.
Well, we remember how John Terry responded when my brother, Casper Delaney, tried to start on him at QPR that time.
Remind us. I've forgotten.
Well, he was coming down the stairs, Casper was, and he saw John Terry, who had a little wash bag under his arm.
Obviously.
That's what they like, don't they?
That's what they do.
And he went, "Terry, you wanker," because it was the game where he'd just done a racism to Anton Ferdinand, suppose we were aware of that at the time. Maybe Cass instinctively knew that there'd been a racism committed. And he went, "Terry, you wanker," all pissed up. And John Terry, without a second's hesitation, like literally the words were barely out of Cass's mouth, John Terry dropped the wash bag, held his arms out, and just went, "Come on then," really calmly. And of course, Cass shat himself and sort of hesitated, waiting for security to step in, who took uncomfortably long to do so. So Cass was thinking, he said, "I spent a good 20 seconds thinking, oh no, I have to have a fight with John Terry. I'm really pissed."
That's the best. Well,
that's what we know. We know that John Terry has a sort of a calm in a conflict situation. He remains calm. His pulse, if you monitored it, would remain very low. Roy Keane, we know, is volatile and fiery. He does not remain calm. And the image, the one that's being shared a lot, you can see it sort of sums that up. Because Roy Keane is in full, "Do you want my fucking belts?" mode. He's clearly looking as if he's asking him about his belts. And John Terry looks the calmer of the two. He's leaning backwards and, you know, seems to be attempting to calm him down. Like, come on, mate, I don't want anyone's belts. We're just trying to watch the football, aren't we? All I want to do is watch this game, do a bit of racism, and then go home to the missus. I'm a simple man with simple tastes.
What do you think? How would Keane have responded if Cass had said, "Keane, you wanker," at QPR? Similar? Windmill?
How Roy Keane would have reacted if Cass had said to him, "Keane, you wanker."
Would it have happened? Would Cass have done that?
No, because I don't think he would have felt the same hostility towards Roy Keane. And also, Roy Keane, there's a mystery to him. Like, John Terry's a Londoner, and he plays for Chelsea. And you sort of think, it's like you. If you see a Geordie, like, your heckles are up. But you don't fear the Geordie because, in some ways, you're two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, there's more that unites us than divides us, etc.
The thing is, Roy Keane is an exotic psychopath. He's from the mysterious land of Cork.
Yeah.
And he is...
He has something of the other about him.
He does, yeah. And I think Cass wouldn't have even started.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Here we go. Here's another one. This is from Mark. It's in the teenage shoplifting category, but the protagonist is 30. He says, "I have a good friend, let's call him James, who at the time was a 30-year-old, well-respected local business owner and father of one. Just before the 2016 Euros, James's son was born, so he thought it would be a good idea to collect the full European Championship Panini sticker album, which would have been a great present for his boy in years to come. After purchasing a few of the sticker packs, he expressed to me his disgust at the extortionate prices Panini were now charging, and he knew he needed to come up with a plan to access large quantities of stickers at a cheaper price. His solution? Get on the Rob." He soon found that the self-service tills at his local supermarket were unable to detect the weight of a pack of stickers, and he could scan one pack while putting as many as 5 packs on the scale without it triggering an issue. Needless to say, it didn't take him long to complete the album for, inverted commas, his son. And at the end of the tournament, I assumed the stories of his shoplifting antics would stop. However, a week or so later, I received a picture message from him of a small Bart Simpson figurine. I queried why he'd sent me this and received a message saying something along the lines of, "I missed the buzz of robbing stickers, so I went back to the supermarket today to see if I could pilfer anything else." He said they've stopped doing the stickers, so this Simpsons sticker and figure was the next best thing. He doesn't even like the Simpsons.
Well, he's addicted.
Addicted, he says.
You can get addicted very easily.
It's the buzz.
I've got, I've got a great bullshit story here. Tom Mulgrew says, hello, gents. There's a fella who goes into the local British Legion. Nicky, they call him.
Good start.
Good start. Good start. Yeah. He said once, on a flight home from Florida, he and his family were asked to move out of their seats on the plane by Bill Clinton. Hey, can you folks move out of your seats? I'm pretty sure these are my seats.
I'm the president.
He refused and said, get your own seat. To which he says, the bodyguard opened his blazer to reveal a handgun. What? Is this how Bill Clinton operates? Because if I just think it's despicable. Nicky's reply has now become his catchphrase. He told everyone he looked at the bloke, looked at the gun, looked back at the bloke again and said, and what are you going to fucking do with that then?
That's good. It's called his bluff.
God bless, lads. I hope I hear this on the podcast. Well, Tom, of course you do, because that's a sensational thing. Bill Clinton gets on a plane, a commercial flight, and just asks someone and his family to move out of their seat because he wants them. Maybe they were good ones, the ones by the ones by the exit that have extra leg room.
They might have been near the bogs. He might have had a medical issue.
Hey, but he didn't explain it. He just went, hey, I want those seats. I want you to get out of those seats. Get your own seats! And then, without hesitation, the fucking bodyguard just flashes his gun. Oh, aye, what are you going to fucking do with that then? Shoot us right here in front of everyone on a plane.
Don't
just because we won't get out of our fucking seats.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Big fan of that.
You think Bill Clinton would get the best seats automatically, wouldn't he? It's like a presidential login or something when you book the seats, surely.
Yeah, I mean, you would have thought he would have had a quiet word. Him or one of his aides would have had a quiet word with the captain or the chief stewardess.
I think on Jet 2, when you pre-book your seat, there's a screen where it says, are you or have you ever been the President of the United States of America? And you've got to click yes or no.
Yeah.
And if you click yes, you get through to the VIP seat area.
I think he must have forgotten to click it. That can happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes if you go on, like, EasyJet or whatever, they'll ask you if you're travelling with children under 5. And if you don't, and if you should, if you have got access to children under 5, it saves you a lot of money because you don't need to do speedy boarding or anything like that because they just let you go through on first either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but sometimes you have them and you forget to click and then you're furious. So, but you don't go as far as to threaten someone with a firearm to get them to move. That's
only
not
if you're
on.
Desperate.
Yeah.
Here's another bullshit from, he calls himself Chris. And he says, this is dad bullshit. He says, even at the tender age of 2, my daughter sees through pretty much all of my dad bullshit. That's quite a sad admission, Chris. And he says, granted, a lot of it is quite frankly shit, such as my club Hull City being called the Tigers because until 1994, the squad was made up purely of Tigers. Would you fuck them though, Chris? That's the question. Would you fuck a tiger or a seagull? And he says...
Oh. Well, we said lions earlier.
We did.
I mean, if you're gonna,
same ballpark, isn't it? Well,
the choice between a lion and a tiger, I personally think a tiger is more beautiful in a classic sense. I think the tiger is God's most beautiful creature.
Yeah. But if
I think a lion is more sexual.
Yeah. The thing with the lion as well, you've got the mane to hang on to, haven't you?
It's like in
the
Spice Girls.
Tiger.
It's like in the Spice Girls, you might say that Posh Spice is the most classically beautiful in terms of model-like looks. But to be honest, you'd probably fuck Jerry.
Yeah. Because of the mane to hang on to.
Well, it's just she's sort of more sexual.
Right.
And who's the seagull? Sporty Spice, probably.
Yeah, I reckon.
Right, Lewis Clare has said some grade A bullshit.
Hang on, it's not over. There's more.
Oh, sorry.
He says, I felt I'd succeeded in my bullshit plot when she asked me why our non-bio laundry detergent had a sleeping baby on the front. That's fair. That's fairy, isn't it? It's got the sleeping baby on the front.
I never noticed it was sleeping. I thought it was awake.
I think it's fairy.
It always seems to be on its way somewhere, walking somewhere, but anyway.
Oh, it might be a different one. Anyway, he says, with a devilish thought in my mind, I replied quite matter-of-factly, companies use such image to let parents know their liquid is suitable to wash babies in the washing machine. Uh-oh. Satisfied that my lie would just reverberate around her little mates, I continued putting some shopping away, assuming foolishly that my wife was watching the kids. Imagine my horror when I came back to find my daughter in something of a struggle as she attempted to stuff our 11-month-old son into the washing machine.
Oh, fuck.
With my lad's face contorted into a terrified grimace, fingers clamped to either side of the washing machine door, I vowed to either stop lying to my kids, pretty unlikely, he says, or at least come up with some better material that would aim to prevent grievous harm to the heirs of my empire. Fucking hell, Chris.
Mm. Well, that I got a bit scared halfway through that story that you'd pre-read it, because I thought, I hope this doesn't end in serious injury to a
baby.
It
doesn't, but it's a warning to everyone, I think, that one.
Yeah, don't
be careful
tell
with your
lies
dad bullshit.
That could end. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Lewis Clary said, some A-grade bullshit from the first head chef I worked under. It was New Year's Eve and our hero was on his way to his local to bring it in. But as he turned round the corner onto the street, disaster, it was being raided by police. There were police barriers. There were officers everywhere. There were helicopters. There were even snipers. Undeterred, our bullshit king was not to be denied his New Year pint, so he casually strolled through the barricade towards the pub. A sniper said, "Where the fuck are you going?" Because that's a snipers often see it as within their remit to just like do crowd control.
Yeah.
For a pint, where do you think? He replied, and then in a masterful bullshit power play, because he was a keen paintballer, he corrected the sniper on his stance and waltzed into the pub saying, "Usual, please, Trevor." And then at the end it says, "Lewis, from Lewis, the all the best, Lewis, the guy who wanked himself a day off school."
Oh, brilliant.
Cheers, Lewis.
Nice one. Top cunter. That's about all I've got time for this one. Mm. I've got some news without
strong
news.
Strong bullshitting.
If you want.
Oh, yeah, go on. Great, yeah,
animal special as well. And you can speculate on which of these animals you want to fuck if you want to.
All right.
Here we go. Vermont town swears in goat as new mayor who immediately defecates.
I was going to give that a low score until the bit about defecating.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I thought, well, I'd click on it because I'd want to see the pictures.
Goat mayor defecating.
Yeah, nine.
Okay.
Would I fuck a goat? No.
No.
Although, who looks like a goat? Oh, yeah, I used to know a girl who looked like a goat. She's married to someone famous now, so I won't go into it. But
fine.
My mate came back from... Nah, I'm not even going to fucking go into it. Next story.
Furious French chickens team up to henpeck fox to death.
10. Although I hate death, as you know, and violence. Yeah. But having said that, you got to fucking hand it to the hens because they've drawn a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Go, do you know what? Enough's enough.
Yeah.
It's like when reversal. You see someone rise up against the bully.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that one. Finally.
Would I fuck a hen? No.
Hen?
A fox? No. Neither.
Fine. Fair enough. And finally, drunk woman with cats in suitcase arrested in Stafford County.
Drunk woman with cats in... Oh, this is really horrible, actually. So I'm only going to give it a 6. Cause I feel sorry for the cats and actually the woman. Because life can't be easy for her if she's going around with cats in
a
suitcase.
Would you fuck a domestic cat?
Well, I'd rather not. Let's leave it at that.
Right. Would you fuck a drunk woman?
Also, no comment.
That's it from Top Flight Time Machine for this week. Don't forget, you know, we've got a Patreon subscription thing where if you want to give us £3 a month, you'll get bonus episodes and lots of other good
three
stuff.
£3 fucking pounds. That's all it's going to cost you for this level of repartee.
It'll keep us going for a few years.
Spend it on?
Exactly. There we are then. That's it. Enjoy your weekends, etc.
Yeah.
Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.